Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bayern Munich just made the shocking decision to sack head coach Julian Nagelsmann from their team and hire Thomas Tuchel as his replacement, despite really there being no on-field issues for the team. We brought in our resident Bayern Munich expert to help us break all things down on Fine Margins today. Welcome, everybody, to the Fine Margins YouTube channel. This is the soccer content division of the Hammer Betting Network. We're relaunching the content over here, trying to bring in some more betting content in the very near future. But for now, we want to cover some trending topics just like this one. And to help us do that, we've got Jack Loshway over here. He does writing work over for the Bavarian Football Works, which is under SB Nations. He specifically covers Bayern Munich. So we had to bring him on here, had to drag him away from his Caribbean cruise to come through. So unfortunately, a little bit of connection issues for Jack in terms of the video, but audio is coming through great. How are you doing, Jack? And thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, doing great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So let's get right into the Julian Nagelsmann situation here. All of this transpired very, very quickly for Bayern Munich, despite having had quite a bit of success this season. It's been made official like about 5 minutes before we're going live recording here. We're recording around 1 p.m. Eastern time right now. We had all the reports from Fabrizio Romano yesterday from Twitter. If you guys don't know who that is, essentially when he says it, it's gospel. It's 100% correct, I would say, every single time. And he was spot on. It's been made official now. And as a Bayern Munich fan, somebody who covers the team, what was your initial reaction to hearing about these reports?
So I was absolutely shocked, but I didn't want to believe at first. But, you know, it's Romano, so you got to believe it. I actually just got back on the boat, and obviously I didn't have Wi-Fi for the day. And I was absolutely shocked, absolutely just completely blindsided. And I'm a big fan of Nagelsmann and really wanted to build something long-term. So now eight of the last 11 Bayern coaches have not made it to two full seasons or more. So obviously we're having problems being managers. And personally, I like having a guy I can, you know, trust. And I feel like it's really disappointing to have him sacked. I was a big Nagelsmann fan. I was a fan before he was on Bayern. And just gutted, honestly, just completely blindsided by that decision. There was obviously rumors, I think, for a little bit in the season earlier when they're on that like the 3 or 4 game, you know, draws in a row. But to hear that yesterday, I was absolutely, yeah, just completely blindsided.
Yeah, and you spoke about Nagelsmann, what he's achieved beyond just Bayern Munich. And I'll take a second here to talk about what he's achieved so far in his career. So started his career at 28 years old. He was with Hoffenheim. He joined Hoffenheim when they were 17th in the Bundesliga table, 7 points away from safety. And in their final 14 matches, he won 7, somehow avoided the drop, 1 point away from the relegation positions. And in the very next season, he took a relegation-ridden team and got them into the top 4. They qualified for the UEFA Champions League for the first time in their history. All of these good performances with Hoffenheim, he went to RB Leipzig, where he made the Champions League semifinal in one of his seasons there. All he has done is find success, which has brought him over to Bayern Munich, where this season, they're second in the league. Yes, they're right behind Dortmund, but plenty of games to fix that. In the UEFA Champions League, they've won all 8 of their matches, which included the group of death with Inter Milan, and it also included Barcelona. They had 7 clean sheets in those 8 Champions League games, which also includes the recent tie against PSG, and they are awaiting the DFB Pokal quarterfinals, where Bayern have not gotten to that point since 2020. So I have to flip it back over to you. This is a great resume. And, you know, Bayern Munich have high standards. I understand that. So maybe being second in the league is something against the quality of the team. But do you believe that this is a performance-based decision, or do you think there has to be something going on behind the scenes?
Well, I mean, there's not much you can do better performance-wise, as I said, in the Champions League, we've been absolutely lights out. In the league, we're only a point behind, and Dortmund's in a great, great stretch of form. I get we haven't been perfect, but sorry, what was the question again? I completely forgot.
is this performance-based, do you think? This has to be down to performance?
I think there's some other stuff going on. Basically, what I'm hearing at this moment is that he was too focused on results and not focused on, you know, the long-term development of players. Stamatis Teal, and obviously like Gravenberch and Mizrahi, those guys that have come in. And there's quite a few people who aren't happy, allegedly, about playing time. And Cancelo's already kind of had a little bit of dispute with Nagelsmann, it seems. But that was one of the top reasons, from what I'm hearing, is too focused on results. And the results weren't good enough if you're just going to be a results guy, is kind of what I'm hearing at the moment. As I said, a few players a little bit unhappy as well. But I think, you know, there's not going to be, you know, not everyone's always going to be happy. So that doesn't really stand out to me. So I'm thinking player development is probably the biggest one here. And obviously Thomas Tuchel, great, great manager and someone that, you want to scoop up. So I think it was based on, you know, there's a great guy available, let's go for him and just drop Nagelsmann. But as I said, I don't think there are any really strong reasons. It's not a decision I would have made and completely blindsided it, as I said.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I fear a lot of the players will think this is a bit of a blindside. Because nobody knew about it. Like, nobody knew about this. This came out of nowhere. You could even go back to earlier in the week with a lot of people on the board putting their faith in Nagelsmann. And I think the Champions League tie against PSG, where, I mean, tactically, he absolutely dominated that tie. PSG did not score. With all the attacking threat, PSG did not even score over the course of two legs. Tactically, he's a sensational manager. I'm still trying to figure out why. Like, yeah, no, I understand that there's like the development thing. And hey, yeah, in the league, they're second. And Bayern Munich have such high standards that perhaps second to league is just not good enough. But 8 wins out of 8 in the Champions League, I would pick them as like pretty close to the favorites to win the Champions League based on the way they're playing and how tactically aware Nagelsmann is. So I really am stunned, as you mentioned. I can't believe this. And I know Thomas Tuchel has a solid track record. Of course, he recently won the Champions League with Chelsea, but this doesn't scream to me like, wow, Thomas Tuchel's available, and if we don't get rid of Nagelsmann now, we're not going to be able to get him. To me, I'll hear your thoughts on this. To me, Tuchel isn't a guy that I would be going all the way out of the way to get. Do you kind of agree with that?
Thing is, I want to be careful because I might really like Tuchel. But I just don't.
Oh no, sorry. I'm not denying he's a great manager, but to like get rid of another very good one just because you don't want to lose out on Tuchel, that seems strange to me.
That it definitely is strange, and I do like Tuchel, but dropping everything and we don't just have any random person. It's not like an Inter manager, right? We have Nagelsmann, who was supposed to be the guy we put all the cash towards. Like, maybe, yeah, if I said we don't have anybody in right now, maybe you do that. I just don't see, if you already have Nagelsmann, you know, it really doesn't make sense to me. And yeah, I wonder if it was something a little bit political going on. Like, I know Flick wasn't really doing the media things. He wasn't really good with the media. And that was kind of the reason that he left Bayern. I don't think that's a problem with Nagelsmann, but it's really just hard to wrap my mind around what happened. But as I said, yeah, Tuchel, it was directed to Tuchel, but probably a guy you're not dropping everything for if you already have a guy like Nagelsmann.
Right. So when it comes to Nagelsmann now, obviously free to go anywhere. If there's now your manager, because you're scared he's going to go somewhere else. Well, for Nagelsmann, I think he is that. So if you're Tottenham with Antonio Conte, if you're Chelsea with Graham Potter, and you have doubts there, I don't think, like, specifically for Tottenham, the way things have been going with Conte, I don't think there's any hesitation here. Nagelsmann's available. I think he's one of the best managers in Europe from an attacking sense. This is a guy that you should go out and get. Having seen him at Bayern so often, do you kind of agree with my assessment of him?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, yeah, Nagelsmann, I loved Flick, but I think Nagelsmann was absolutely excellent manager. As I said, with those games against PSG, my confidence, honestly, in him couldn't have been higher at the moment.
Agreed.
To be honest.
Agreed. Just absolutely boss. That second leg in particular, where PSG were supposed to be chasing the game. They had, like, other than again, Sommer mistake that almost turned into a goal, they had pretty much nothing in that entire game. So credit to Nagelsmann on that. Going a little bit deeper on maybe why the league results haven't been tremendous this season, like, I also think it's unfair. Like, with all due respect to Choupo-Moting, who's doing a great job in the role he's been given, Like, if that's your replacement for Robert Lewandowski and you're still churning out wins at the highest level in the Champions League, I find that unbelievable. I've gone through, Choupo-Moting has amassed a total of 7 expected goals this season. Last season, Robert Lewandowski accrued 38 expected goals. Jeez. So having that drop off from a striker, yet the team is scoring more and it's producing more from an attacking standpoint. You know, defensively, they have been a little bit worse, but, you know, I could also say that there hasn't really been a good investment into a holding midfielder. As much as Joshua Kimmich is very good, he's not super adept defensively and maybe needed that partner there. So, you know, I think a lot of these things, I think it makes sense that some things have struggled a little bit more defensively. And even though they're scoring more, this is, yeah, once again, very strange. We've talked a lot about what he's done successfully. You know, something that I saw from earlier in the week that I'm kind of suspicious if this played a role. I'm not sure, you're on vacation, I'm not sure if you saw this, but Bayern's tactics recently got leaked to the media. And I'll pull up the tweet exactly that showcases it here. But apparently some tactics got leaked within the team. This happened just days before we're sitting here today talking about Nagelsmann getting fired. Do you think, like, I'm just speculating here, I'm not saying this factored into it, do you think there's a possibility any of this had a factor into the decision?
Well, there's been rumors of, you know, a snitch in the locker room at Bayern for quite some time, and it's actually, that's been something that's been heavily speculated of who it is on our site. But the timing definitely, I did hear about this, and the timing is definitely a bit unusual.
Suspicious.
Something could have happened there, but the thing is, I don't want to say fully on that because I think there's been rumors of a snitch for quite some time at Bayern. So it definitely wouldn't make sense to me for the bad problem either.
Right. I don't think it's this. I don't know if this played a fact. Maybe it was like part of the decision. Like, how can he lose the locker room like this? How could something happen? I mean, this is very strange to see. But again, because I'm just kind of grasping at straws, you're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. This is like kind of where we're at. Final thing I want to touch on, Bayern Munich upcoming clash in the Champions League. Not a favorable draw considering the teams that were available to play. They got the favorites, Manchester City. Manchester City, the odds on favorites, pretty much wherever you're shopping around with your sports betting for the Champions League. Not a favorable draw. Do you think, like, there's speculation on Twitter, I don't buy it, but there's belief that potentially they felt that Tuchel was the better man to take you through this two-leg clash with Manchester City. Do you think that weighed in at all?
Well, obviously they have a huge trust in him. Obviously Tuchel has that success, especially in the Champions League, obviously what he did with Chelsea and with PSG before that. Obviously he's a great manager, and I think they do expect him to be a Champions League guy, but as I said again, Nagelsmann's been excellent in the Champions League. You could say last year what happened, losing the first leg against Salzburg and then being eliminated in the next round. It's not an exceptionally great team either.
By Villarreal, right?
Yeah. So I think Tuchel, yeah, he's got the Champions League status. But, you know, I think we don't have a clear answer. And I think that's kind of what we're discovering on this call as well, is that it doesn't really make sense to me. But as I said, they obviously have huge trust and huge faith in what Tuchel has to offer.
Yeah, I think that's been made very clear. They have a lot of faith in him. I don't know if there's an exact answer here. There might be a combination of many different things. Maybe they feel like they need a more defensively adept manager. I'm not sure what it is, but like you said, what is it? 8 of the last 11 managers haven't lasted more than 2 seasons, something like that. So
yeah. 2 seasons period, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Bayern Munich fan. I'm not as invested in it. I imagine it could be a little bit frustrating dealing with the lack of stability being provided from those positions. But, I mean, the team continues to win. They've won 2 Champions League in 2 Champions Leagues in that span. They've been to another final on top of that. They are just every year they win the league. Good amount of success. And you know, the final thing on Thomas Tuchel, you know, I think he's a great manager as well. I thought Chelsea let go of him too early, but I'm not saying that he's going to fail as a manager here. I'm not saying at all. I think he's going to do quite well, and I think he's very well built for these Champions League clashes because he's so defensively adept. It's just Nagelsmann is a fantastic manager as well, so I don't think we'll have any sort of clarification. It will remain puzzling. And we'll just have to wait and see exactly if this is a good decision or if it's a bad decision. I mean, even if Bayern Munich win the Champions League, as much as they owe credit to Tuchel, I think they could still have done it with Nagelsmann. So again, absolutely, very, very strange. Very, very strange. Before we close off, any final thoughts from yourself on this situation? And perhaps you want to share with the viewers where they can find your writing work.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, we have a little chat with some of the writers on the site. And just absolutely, the words expressed yesterday, just completely baffled. Disbelief, absolutely. But as I said, they obviously have huge, huge expectations of Thomas Tuchel. I'm excited to see what he has, but obviously I didn't, you know, I'm not mad that we have Tuchel, but just it was the loss of Nagelsmann. I think he was a long-term guy. He's still a young coach, and obviously I think he'll continue to develop as a manager. So I said, really disappointed in the decision. As I said, again, disappointed in the kind of turnover we have with managers at the club. It's too much for me. I want to keep a guy and, you know, have a guy you can kind of build something with. And I thought that's what we were doing. But I feel like we went for short-sighted goals here. And as I said, I think Tuchel could do a great job with us, but I'm also kind of interested at this point. So if Tuchel doesn't win the league with us this year, and basically what if we have a trophyless season with Tuchel? Would he go? Would he be sacked at the end of the season is potentially what I'm thinking. And that obviously would be a very short window. So, I was a bit disappointed. But we'll see what he has to offer. I think Tuchel's a great manager. But definitely getting frustrated with the amount of managers that are being sacked at the club. But if you want to check out my writing, you can do that at BavarianFootballWorks.com. It's a Bayern Munich-based community. So you can check that out there.
Well, appreciate your time, Jack. I'll let you get back to your vacation. Before the viewers go, want to remind everybody that you can subscribe to the Fine Margins YouTube channel. We'll be adding in some more content to this channel. Once again, I know it's been up and down with content over here in our soccer content division of the Hammer Betting Network, but trust, we are working very hard to bring it back to you guys. So get subscribed, drop a like on this particular one if you enjoyed, and visit thehammer.bet for all of your sports betting content needs.